National FFA Week is one of the biggest weeks of the year for the National FFA organization because we have the opportunity to share our message and to really advocate for the FFA and local communities as well on a state level and national level. So it's really an awesome opportunity to be able to engage members and stakeholders in the organization.
You'll be traveling next week?
I will. I actually will be flying out of Indianapolis heading to Nevada on Sunday. And so from Sunday to the next Saturday, I'll be traveling to different cities in the state of Nevada, speaking with FFA chapters and members, and also getting to tour some agribusinesses. So it's going to be a great week.
Well, FFA chapters across the country will celebrate the week in different ways. What about your home chapter? Did you celebrate National FFA Week in any special way?
We certainly did. We have a Tuesday night FFA Week barbecue, and at that particular barbecue is when we hand out our Green Hand designation. So it's members that have participated in different FFA activities, and they've reached a certain level of achievement, and so they'll receive their Green Hand awards. And also, the chapter invites new members, and they have a new member recognition. So it's a cool way to recognize students. That's just one of the things we do, but that's kind of our big event. And then we also have an Ag Olympics. And in the Ag Olympics, we have different competitions that members compete in, like the egg toss, and a couple of other, like slip and slide, but to race to see who can get down the slip and slide the fastest. It's a great event. Now, remember, though, I'm from Florida, so it's warm enough that we can do things like a slip and slide.
Yeah, you probably won't be doing that out in Nevada.
No, not in Nevada or not in South Dakota or somewhere like that. But that's just some unique things that we were able to participate in Florida.
Clay, let me ask, as the National FFA president, as those FFA members across the country celebrate National FFA Week, is there anything in particular that you would like for them to keep in mind?
The one thing that I would like for them to keep in mind is that agriculture is so huge, and things that we're able to see in our local communities are certainly a piece of that, but it's so large, and so we have to continually think about all the different parts of agriculture, whether that be the research and the biotechnology aspect of agriculture, and thinking about all of the work that goes on in the lab to produce the products that we see on a daily basis in our supermarkets, or to think about the marketer who's had to work with the producer and with the grocery store to get that food to the grocery store. There's so much that goes into agriculture that we don't even see. And so we just have to continue to research and learn more about those different pieces so that we can go out and inform the public. That's the biggest message that I hope to share during National FFA Week, is we have to continue to learn more about agriculture so that we can teach it to those that don't know as much about it as we do.